David Lorenz, co-owner of Madison Sourdough Bakery.
How are you?
Good. Tell us about what is special, what is unique, what is distinctive about your sourdough and your bakery.
Well, we never do anything exactly like anyone else is doing it. All of our recipes are uniquely our own. Even if we started with a well-known recipe, we have tweaked them all. We've made them our own to add locally grown wheat that we mill into flour that is really designed for ourselves. And so
locally sourced and grown is really central to your philosophy.
Absolutely. We're moving more and more in that direction, not 100%.
There are certain things you can only source out of state, right?
There's some things that you just can't get locally, but we recently calculated how much of our product was locally sourced, and we were one of the top three facilities in Madison in terms of locally sourcing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Talk to us about healthy living, healthy eating, e.g. product and ingredients.
Well, we believe in getting as healthy as we can. We buy wheat from and rye from farmers that we know, whose farms we visited. We want to make sure that we're not getting grains from farmers who are blasting it with pesticides or herbicides and doing anything that we would consider unethical as a growing philosophy. We get our meat as well from local sources that we are familiar who they are and what they're doing. Amish eggs, things that are, we're looking for people who care about the animals if they're doing dairy, not just looking for the biggest and cheapest, but we're looking for people who have a unique product that is in line with our philosophy.
How about gluten-free people and the whole intolerance to certain ingredients? How do you do end runs there?
You know, it's really good that people are asking hard questions about their food. Where does it come from? Why does it make me feel bad if I eat this? And the reality is our grain system is really pretty unhealthy in terms of the types of wheat that we've created, the amount of nasty things that are added to it, the fumigants in the silos. There's a lot of things, the high gluten wheat that's been developed to mix fast and quickly with tons of yeast and go quickly from the mixer to the oven. It doesn't surprise me that if people are eating that, they feel bad. I don't know if it's the gluten. It could be that. It could also be some of the other things that go along for the ride with the gluten that are also really unhealthy and really not good. So,
and how do you mitigate that, and how do you educate your consumer?
You know, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a medical profession. So when people want to ask me about it, I try not to get on a soapbox and pontificate.
Understood. But yet the consumer is demanding some really a growth in purity.
Sure. We're not really going to the gluten-free direction because we are not convinced that in the long run that's where things will shake out. In any case, it's really hard to make the kind of product that we do and do it gluten-free and make it anything close to what we're doing. So if people really are celiac and they need to avoid gluten, we send them to Celiac Bakery. But if they're looking for an alternative, different kind of wheat grown with an older form of wheat that has lower gluten and ferments really well and is pre-digested by the sourdough culture and they can live with that, that's the customer we're looking for who's happy with that.
Let's talk flavor for a moment and distinctive characteristics.
Flavor it's a really important thing to us, and we're looking for wheat that is really flavorful. Even if it costs a little bit more, we're happy to pay a little bit more for a wheat or rye that has really good flavor. Same thing with butter. We're buying premium European-style unsalted butter, that's Wisconsin butter, for our pastries. We're getting Sassy Cow cream. It's not so much putting tons of ingredients, it's putting a few ingredients that are really high quality into it and then having well-designed processes that draw the flavor out of the quality ingredients you have. That's what we're looking for.
Very cool. Only because there's a car waiting to take me away, I've got to say goodbye, but I'd love to come back and visit some more.
I would love to talk more. Anytime you're in Madison, look me up.
I will. David, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
And to learn more about your operation, you have a website or Facebook?
We do have a website and Facebook, MadisonSourdough.com.
Excellent. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Madison, Wisconsin.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.